Learning this week an important halachic topic about drinking from the Kiddush cup or any mitzvah where we say a Bori Pir Gafen. Under the chuppah we say Bori Pir Gafen, Veshaber Brachos, and Havdalah. Who should be drinking the wine and how much? We didn't stress how much should be drunk, but how much should be, how much of a t'ima or shtia should be done. So we'll discuss that halach l'mais, but let's first discuss the question of who should be drinking. So it's based on the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kufhei Mebeiz. The Gemara tells us this concept that the Mevarich Tzarech Shietam. The Gemara had a list of, was it, 8 Shmaminas? And one of the Shmaminas was that the Mevarich is Tzarech Shietam, the one who says the bracha, must taste from the wine. This is talking about Havdalah. So the Rashbam says, oh, who? Oh, Echa Min Hashomim. He actually changes that, even though the simple reading of the Gemara is that only the Mevarich, the one who says Kiddush, the one who says Havdalah, is the one who must be drinking. The Rashbam says, no, it could even be someone else who's present is able to drink it. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Erevin. So what's the Gemara in Erevin talking about? The Gemara in Erevin tells us, interesting question first. The Gemara wants to know, do you say a Shechianu? The background is, do you say a Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Mahu lomar zman b'Rosh Hashanah b'Yom HaKippur. So the Gemara has a very lamdish shaila. Well, what is mechayiv in Shechianu? What's mechayiv in Zman? Is it something that comes mizman lazman? Something that comes every so often? Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah are every single year, once a year, annually, and therefore it warrants a Shechianu? Or perhaps only regalim are called Shechianu? Why regalim? Why would regalim require a Zman, nothing, not Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah? The idea is that regalim are days of simcha. It's a mitzvah of simcha and regalim. There is no mitzvah of simcha and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, at least not the same level. So, in other words, what the Gemara is asking here, just as a side point for a moment, what's the mechayiv of Shechianu? Is it a simcha, or is it about zman? What? No, not necessarily. No, we don't have a lila regal of zman as then. We still say Shechianu and Rosh on Yom Kippur, on Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos. It's about the simcha, the mitzvah of simcha that one has on Yom Kippur. It's about the hana that you receive, or it's about something that comes from time to time that I reached a new milestone. So just to bring out the two points for a moment, the Gemara tells us in Brachos that a person buys a new suit, so he says a Shechianu. That's not a new Zman, it's not like a set time, it doesn't come on the 12th of the month. It's a new Hana that a person gets. It's more of about Simcha. But this Gemara indicates it's about Zman, it's about milestones, time. So it's actually the very last sugya in Pesachim has this Lam de Shashai that wants to know, when it comes to a Pidyon HaBen, so who should say the Shechianu? The Gemara says, on one hand, maybe the Kohen should say Shechianu, or maybe the father, the Avi Ben. So what's the difference? The Gemara says, if it's about Hana, so then the Kohen. The Kohen's making a lot of money. 5 silver coins. It's a nice price. A nice little bonus he gets. So maybe he has the simcha of getting the money, or maybe the Avi Ben, because it's a new milestone. His son is now 30 days old, and now he's lived a life of showing strength that he has. So it's a new milestone, so maybe the father should be saying it. So whether it's Zman or whether it's Hana, Zman or Simcha, that is the Chakir that the Gemara itself presents. So the Gemara wants to know here as well, do we say Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Is it about Zman? Or no, it's about Simcha, in which case there's not such a high level of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So then the Gemara says the problem is, when how Shechianu makes sense in Rosh Hashanah? Because you say Shechianu when there's a kos, you drink, you make Kiddush, but Yom Kippur, how do you say Shechianu without there being a kos? We can't drink. And the Gemara says, no, it's a situation where what do? You could give it to the child. You say the bracha on the kos, you say Shechianu on the kos, and then you give it to a child to drink. So the Rashbam proves from here. How could that be? Don't we have the concept of HaMevarech Tzarech Sheyitam? The one who says the bracha, Borei Pri Agafen, and then Shechianu V'Kimanu V'Kimanu L'Zman Hazeh, shouldn't he be the one drinking? HaMevarech Tzarech Sheyitam. So we see from here the fact that you're allowed to give it to a child shows us that the mevarech doesn't have to drink. Someone must drink, but doesn't have to necessarily be the mevarech. So that's how the Rashbam comes out. So we have to understand now, we have to understand what's the reason why someone must drink. What's the necessary, what's the need for someone to drink? So the Rashi writes in Gemara in Erevin, and Maharam Chalava writes this as well, because it's a bizayon had no one drink from the kos. He says, "Sheim eina toim." This is Rashi has his language as does the Maram Chalava. I'll read the lashon of Maram Chalava number one in the bold. "Im eino toim, If no one tastes from this cup, nira kimivaz, it's a mitzvah, kevin she'enu nehena mimenu. Meaning when you say the bracha of agafen, you really don't have to taste it, mitzad the bracha. But it just looks, it's a bizarre to let the cup of wine just sit there, no one drink from it. So you drink it to make it look nice. But fundamentally, you don't need to actually drink the cup. It's just a bizarre factor. What comes out for the Rashi is that the bori pir agafen is not a bir chasanenim. Meaning what? If I say a shehakol, we discussed this in the past as well, but I'm just trying to bring out this concept even further today. If I say a shehakol, and I don't drink, that's not just a bizayon, that's a bracha vatala. If I say mizonos, I don't eat, that's a bracha vatala. So shouldn't I say the same thing here? When I say bori pir agafen, I say kiddush and bori pir agafen, I say avdala, bori pir agafen, I say the bracha and erusin and bori pir agafen. If I don't drink, shouldn't that be a bracha vatala? How come Rashi is saying that it's a mizvaz, it's a mitzvah if I don't drink? So the understanding is that bori pir agafen is a unique mitzvah, a unique bracha rather. Bori pir agafen, when it comes to drinking wine in general or grape juice in general, that's a birchas hananen. But when it becomes part of a seder of a birchas mitzvahs, it takes on that nature of becoming a birchas mitzvah itself. When you say bracha under the chuppah of erison and the gafen, that gafen becomes a birchas mitzvah. When you say Shabbat brachos with birchas agafen, that becomes a birchas mitzvah, which means I don't have to drink. It's not a birchas hananen anymore. Its purpose is to allow me to do the mitzvah, not allow me to drink. The only reason why I need to drink is a side point, because it doesn't look nice for the cup to just sit there, that no one drinking from it. But fundamentally, says Rashi, it becomes part and parcel of birchas mitzvahs. That's Rashi's understanding. Others argue and say, no, the birchas agafen, even in the context of a mitzvah, is still a birchas ananin. It's not simply because it's a bizayon to not drink it. It's if I don't drink it, it's actually a bracha levatala if I don't drink it. I could say the birchas erisin, birchas agafen under the chuppah, and if no one drinks it, I just violated bracha levatala. That's what other rishonim hold. In other words, that hagafen is not only a birchas mitzvah, it's also birchas anenin, even when it's used as part of another mitzvah. So that being the case, whether or not the gafen is a birchas mitzvah or it's a birchas nenin in this context is a very important a number of nafkaminas. But one nafkamina is when the Gemara in Erevin says that a child should drink. If you say the brach, and this is a theoretical question, we don't obviously have a kos Yom Kippur to say shechianu. L'maisa, we say shechianu in shul kol nidrei night. But in that theoretical case of the Gemara, where you would say kiddush Yom Kippur and give it to the child to drink. So how old does that child need to be? Now I'll tell you what case where it is actually relevant. Let's say there's a bris milah on Yom Kippur. So there is a there's a cup, there's a hagafen. When we say the brachas, when you name the shem, kriya shem, and the bracha, there is a hagafen. So who should drink that wine? The Gemara addresses that as well. How old does that child have to be? So the Rishonim explained it's dependent on this very question. If you hold like Rashi, that the bracha of hagafen is really part of the birchas mitzvah. And the only reason why you drink is simply because it's a bizayon. Anybody could drink it. You could take your pinky, put it in the wine, and put it in the baby's mouth, which is what they do in general. Every bris milah, they put a little gauze pad in it, soak it up, and give a little, Novocaine painkillers to the child, and it's not as painful. So once the person says the bracha on Yom Kippur, you dip it in and give it to the child. That's the ti'ima. Even though the child's out of Bar Chiyuva, we're not trying to be yote anything. There's no bracha. The bracha has already been done. The only reason why you drink it is because it's a bizayon. Anybody, I'm just thinking about this out loud. Could you give it to an animal to drink? I don't know if you would go that far. But once you're giving it to a child that's under chinuch, we don't really care who drinks from it. Though that might be a greater bizayon to have a dog or animal drink from the cup of wine. But according to Rashi, there are no standards, there are no age limits of who's going to do tima. As long as someone drinks it, that's fine. But if the point becomes, according to Rashi, according to other Rishonim, that Hagafen is actually serving as a birchas hananen, That you still, if you don't, no one drinks after, I'm saying the bracha of Agafen, it actually becomes a bracha of Atala. So then, it's not enough that a child, a tinok, drinks it. You have to have a child who's a higil chinuch, who's above the age of, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, depending where the mitzvah is, because to continue my bracha, make my bracha meaningful, to be chal on something, has to be a child shigia lechinuch. So that's a very important afkamina to, again, whether or not the bracha of Agafen is simply birchas a mitzvah, or it's actually birchas hanenin, and someone more significant has to drink from it. Yeah, Binyan Benish, you had a question?
What you said before as far as giving it to an animal, I mean, just as a thought, does that imply that you should make a bracha when you give your animal something to eat?
No, not at all. We're talking, it's a mitzvah to say Avdallah. Part of the Avdallah is say the brachas, is say Hagafen. I have to say that. Now the question, what do I do with the drink? I don't want to drink it now. But someone must drink it according to Rashi. So but I'm allergic to wine, or whatever it is.
Child that's below a certain age, but you're still teaching that child to make brachas before they drink something.
But that's not the point. The point here is that someone needs to have a tima.
Somebody should have
exactly. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if giving it to an animal would be worse bizayon than.
Right. It could be.
Because you make a brach on a coast and then you give it to.
Right. And it could be. There is a discussion in halacha about giving Michael Adam to Behema, that we don't give food to Behema. Come to Shaila, people, if you give, let's say, your challah to a dog, let's say, to eat, that's a Shaila whether one's allowed to do that or not, in terms of just a bizarre of something chashiv like challah. So there's a discussion about giving Michael Adam. So we wouldn't give it to a dog. I'm just trying to show the point, the extreme idea, that someone, or not something, but it must, someone has to have a certain level of te'ima, because it's just to avoid the bizayon. Now there's an interesting discussion.
Is there just on benefiting on hana?
Of what?
I'm just trying to think of when you give it to the animal, you have hana, just like I have a dog. So
right.
When I buy dog food, I have to make sure there isn't basar b'chala.
That's the issue of isra hana, right?
So is there an issue?
No, the brachas hanenin. No, brachas hanenin. The Gemara says only when something goes into a person's body, like eating, and the Gemara says re'ach, also smell, is also enters into the body. But something that doesn't is actually an interesting discussion. Tosfos and Psachim in the fourth parak, and other Yishim argue whether or not the bracha of Mori Ha'esh is that a brachas hanenin or not. That doesn't really go into the body. You see it. Now, it goes into the back of your eyes and it reflects and whatever goes on there. That doesn't really enter into the body. So they debate whether or not that's considered birchas hanenin or not. But certainly giving a dog or a friend or someone else hana, that certainly would not warrant a birchas hanenin. So another interesting afkamina is discussed by the poskim. Let's say a person heard the Kiddush. Let's say he's listening to Kiddush, but he missed the bracha of Bori Per Agafen. He comes in Friday night, and he misses the first half. He misses Vayechulu, and he misses the Hagafen, but he gets in for the end, the second bracha. He catches the Mekadosh Shabbos. He gets that part. Would a person be Yotze? I mean, the question is the Birchas Agafen part of the mitzvah, or is it something separate? According to Rashi, where Rashi understood that the Agafen becomes part of the mitzvah, and you don't really have to drink the wine, you just drink it because of Bizayon. But outside of it being a bizayon, you don't have to drink it because the hagafen is part of the mitzvah now. So, Reb Chaim Mibrisk said, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik felt that according to Rashi, if you miss the gafen, you would not be owed to the mitzvah. The bracha of a bori per gafen becomes part, the chelik of the birchas of mitzvah. The Magen Avraham argues and says, no, not at all. He doesn't argue. We weren't quoting each other. Magen Avraham came before Reb Chaim. Magen Avraham says that he points out that if a person only hears Avdallah and misses Hagafen, or he only hears Kiddush, doesn't hear Hagafen, he would be Yotze, because Hagafen is not part of the mitzvah, it's not part of the Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas HaNenin, just to add a little flavor, add a little chashivas to it, but it doesn't become part of the mitzvah, in which case if you got the Mekadosh HaShabbos and you miss the Hagafen, you would still be Yotze. That's the Magen Avraham's understanding, yeah.
So even though theoretically you could be Yotze Kedushas Hayom with Shmona Esrei or Vayechulu, because the Rabbanan made the Kiddush Al Hayayin, then it would become Ma'akev maybe? Then you wouldn't be Yotze Kedushas Hayom if that's all you heard?
Well, the Vayechulu, it's a different point. The Vayechulu is an Indian of saying Vayechulu in terms of the Eidus there. That's a different point. But you are making an interesting chilek, which is the chilek the Marim Chalava says. The Marim Chalava felt, and we'll say it now in light of this question, that there's a difference between Kiddush and every other mitzvah of wine. He said, when it comes to, let's say, Nisuin, Sheva Brachos, Erusin, all these things where you have a guffin, so then you don't have to drink the wine. Someone has to drink it, so it's not a bizayim. But something unique about Kiddush, Kiddush is Dafka, the area that you have to have a Bar Chayuva, that you have to drink a Mali Lugmav. But Kiddush, you have to drink the whole cup. We'll get to Halacha at the end. What's the difference? Because Kiddush, the Gemara tells us in Nazir, we'll see, I think in the next few lines, actually, the Gemara here in Pesachim as well, Zachas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. The Gemara says, Zachari Ahayayin. So it's machlok is whether that's their ice or their banan having to make Kiddush on wine, like what you're saying here. But the Indian is, there's a very important, it's part of the Pesukim to have wine as part of Kiddush. And therefore, you cannot separate the two. Part of being Yotze Kiddush is you have to drink wine. So even Rashi would agree that Kiddush has that unique element of wine. All other mitzvahs like Sheva Brachos and benching and Birchas Erusin and those, the wine is not part of the mitzvah. It's just something added on. It makes it some level of chashivas there. So therefore, there's a chilek of do you have to have a mole lugmov, a full of mouth, a cheekful of wine, or is a team, a little taste ba'alma, is that sufficient? So they use, we'll get to this in the halacha in a second, but we end up paskening, and again, I'll read through in just a few moments, that by Kiddush, since wine is part of the mitzvah, so you have to have a malay lugmav to be able to say wine. But since all the other mitzvahs that have guffin with it, such as under the chuppah, it's enough to simply have a team of alma. That's why when the Sada Kedushin says a bracha, he doesn't drink it. He gives a tiny bit to the chasan, a tiny bit to the kala, just a small tima just to fulfill the account of the Rashi, that not to be mevaz of the mitzvah. But by Kiddush, you can't just do a te'ima. The drinking of wine is part of the mitzvah itself.
But with Havdalah, you can make Havdalah on something other than wine, but you have to drink most of the wine.
So that's a different question of what can be used for the wine. But
if you use the wine for Havdalah, you still have to drink it.
So we'll get to that and say how it works with Havdalah. We'll address that in just a moment. Very good. One final nafkamina, two more nafkaminas, I guess, is who should say the bracha of Hagafen? Let's say, and oftentimes, Havdalah Friday night, I'll drink and I'll give my sons to drink as well. The custom is that girls don't drink from Havdalah wine. That's the practice. We try to keep to that. Unless she needs to have Havdalah, no one else is around. But we try to have the girls should not drink from the Havdalah wine. So my boys drink the Havdalah grape juice when I'm finished. They like to have grape juice. Great. So now, it's Al-Pi Kabbalah. So let's say I don't want to drink. I had it already. I don't want to drink my Kiddush wine, my Havdalah wine. So I could give it to someone else to drink, right? Rashbam says, acherim. Either me or someone else could drink it. I don't want to drink it. Who should say the agafim? Who should be saying the bracha? So the machlokas and the achronim, some say that whoever's drinking should say hagafim. So when I say, let's say Havdalah, I say all the brachas, I don't say hagafim in the beginning. I don't know how it would go, and we don't do this way, but I guess my son, let's say Yeshaya, would say hagafim first, and I'd say the other brachas, and then he would drink it, or would I say all the brachas minus hagafen, and then he would say hagafen and drink it. So I don't know how it would work out exactly. But in theory, some say that whoever's drinking it says hagafen. I can't say hagafen if I'm not drinking it. Why? Because that understanding is hagafen, even in the context of a mitzvah, is still a birchas anen. I can't say a shahakal for you. I can't say mizonos for you. So if he's drinking it, he has to say hagafen. Hagafen is a birchas anen, even in the context of a mitzvah. However, others hold, and this is how we assume, that no, even if my son's drinking the wine and grape juice, I still say Hagafen. Because Hagafen is not a Birchas Hananen. Hagafen is part of the mitzvah itself. It's part of the Seder Havdalah. It's part of the Seder of Kiddush. Part of the Seder of Nisuin. Seder of Sheva Brachos. It's all part of that same Seder. It's part of that mitzvah itself. And even though I'm not drinking, the drinking's not part of the mitzvah. It's just a tima, not to be mevazah the mitzvah. So that's another nafkamina. Okay, so let's now get to Halach Lamaisa.
We pass in like Rashi.
We pass in like Rashi with regards to which one?
That anybody can drink.
Yeah, anybody can drink. You see that Raya when it comes to under the chuppah. Under the chuppah, the Masada Kedushin does not drink. I mentioned this last time, I think. Some have the chumrah of intentionally spilling the wine on their hands in order to drink from it. I had Sunday night. I had Shavu brachos on the chuppah. I had the first bracha hagafen. So the wine always spills in your fingers, anyways. Unless they don't fill it up fully. So the question, so some would actually like lick it. It looks a little weird doing that, but some do that. I don't. I don't have such a minhag to do that. I just wipe my hand off on the napkin when I got to the side. But you see, some of those who like to fulfill chumras, they'll intentionally spill to lick it. This way, their guffin is for themselves. But really, mitzad adin, as long as someone tastes it, you give it to the chassan and the kala, that's sufficient. Now, the Masada Kedushin is supposed to tell the Chasam Kala up there, he says, I'm going to be mo to you the bracha of Agafen, and they have in mind to be yo to the bracha, and this way that, you know, works for them. Even though normally, you can't be mo to someone in birchas hanenin. I can't say shahakol for you to drink. I can't say mizonos for you to eat. It would only work if it's a suffix. And so you weren't sure if you had to say bracha or not. So then you could piggyback off of mine because it's no other options you have. But we don't normally we're not mo to people the birchas hanenin. The only exceptions are if it's a birchas mitzvah, birchas hanenin. Hamotzi and shal shudis, or the three meals. So you don't say your own hamotzis. I'm the baal bayis. I say hamotzi. My wife eats. My kids eat. Exactly. So kiddush shabbat. Whenever it's a birchas hanenin in the context of a birchas mitzvah, then you could be motzi. But just a birchas hanenin standing alone, you can't be motzi someone else. So since the hagafen under the chuppah is in the context of a mitzvah, I can be motzi the chasan, I can be motzi the kal. So halach l'maisa now. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Reish Ayin Aleph, I think this is. And I'm not sure if it's on the page or not, but the halach is in Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel. He's talking about Kiddush. Tzarech lishtos mikosha Kiddush, Kimlo Lugmav. We pass that a person needs to drink a Melo Lugmav, a full mouthful. We're going to get to this in the sugyas later on in the parak here. A full mouthful, cheekful of wine to be yotze. Dehainu kol shiyisal kenu latzad echad befiv v'yera Melo Lugmav. If you take some liquid in your mouth and put it to one side of the mouth, it looks like your cheek is full. That's the shir. Rubo shel revius. It's around most of the amount of revius. Machlok is what a revius is, but that's the shir. And Mishnah Berurah points out that a melol lugmav depends on a person, how big a person's cheek is. It's all subjective. So that's what you need to have to be yotzei kiddush. Then the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Yudalim, im lo tam ha-mekadesh, the mekadesh doesn't taste it, v'tam echad, someone else tastes it, me'am mesubin, someone else at the table tastes it, kim lo lugmav, I don't taste it, but my son drinks a cheek full of grape juice. So then yatzel, we are yotzei the mitzvah. I'll get to this interesting nafkamin in just a second. The ein shtiyas shnayim mitzarefes el melol lugmav. You can't have two people combine. Let's say my son Yishai and Zevi, they want to share melol lugmav. Each one has a little bit, and in totality, they have a melol lugmav. That doesn't work. You have to have one person having melol lugmav for kiddush. Mikomakom, he writes mitzvah min amuvchar shi tamu kulam. Meaning one person, the mevarich, me, I'm saying kiddush, I need to have a melol lugmav. But there's a mitzvah that everyone at the table should have a taste anyway, just a ti'ima for them. Then the Shulchan Aruch writes, V'yesh omrim, D'cheven shebein kulam tamu kimlo lugmav, since others say no. If everyone together had a total amount of melo lugmav, that's yatzah, that works as well. Meaning, the mevarech didn't have a melo lugmav, but everyone together did have a full melo lugmav. That's also yotzah, according to some opinions. The shtiyas kulam mitztarefes l'kashir. You could combine everyone's drinking together. So now, the Gaonim Sovrim, Shimlo Tam HaMekadesh Lo Yatza, this is what we just saw. Now the Mekadesh doesn't taste from it, you don't get the bracha. Because we were learning, when the person says Kiddush in the bracha of Kiddush, so the Rashbam and Rashi said that, Ohu, Oh Acher. So anyone could taste it, because the whole point is that it shouldn't be here untouched. It's a bizayon to not have it tasted from. So, but the Gaonim felt, no, it's a birchas hanenin, and I must drink it. If I'm saying the bracha, I must drink it. So the Shulchan Aruch brings that opinion, and he therefore says, roi lachosh d'vam, we should be concerned of such an opinion. So, halach l'maisa.
We're talking about Kiddush?
Right, there's all Kiddush right now, exactly. So when it comes to Kiddush, the halacha is that a person should at least, if I don't want to drink it, I should at least taste the grape juice that I could give to others to have the melo lugmav. That's ideal. An ideal is really that I taste the melo lugmav. That's ideal. That's number one. If I can't drink for whatever reason, I have allergies or I'm on a diet and too much sugar is not good for me. So then, b'di'eved, I could take a little taste of it and then give to others. And even if that doesn't make me comfortable, you could rely on the Rashi and Rashbam that says even give it to someone entirely. I could say the bracha of Kiddush, and somebody else could drink them with all lugmav. This is all when it comes to Kiddush only.
What's the share of
lugmav? It said rov revius, whatever revius is mechlokas. So he says, this is all, says the Mechaber, v'dafka b'kiddush. This whole discussion is by Kiddush, aval b'shar devarim, all other mitzvahs of alakos, hatun kos, such as sheva brachos, such as the bracham nesun under the chuppah and erusim. So then, modim ha'gaonim, disagi b'timas acher. Someone else is allowed to taste it. Let's go through examples for a second. If it comes to benching alakos, you don't have to chug it. Tima is enough. You could bench and say Al-Gafen. All you have to do is a Tima. When it comes to Bris Mila, you don't have to do a whole chug Melo Lugmav. It's enough to have a Tima, just taste it. That's sufficient. The only time you have to have a full Melo Lugmav is when it comes to Kiddush. Why when it comes to Kiddush? Because it's a, Mishnah Berurah points out, because since Kiddush is a Dvar Torah, it's a Din Deraisa, and Asmechu Akrat, based on the Pasuk, Lekadesh Alayayin, there's an inin to drink a Melo Lugmav of Kiddush on a deraisa, derabanan level. All other mitzvahs, alakos, don't require melo lugmav, but it's sufficient when it comes to a te'ima is enough. So what about Havdalah? Where does Havdalah fall in this topic? So there's a machlokas, whether or not Havdalah is deraisa, derabanan, but we assume that a person should have melo lugmav of Havdalah as well, but since Kiddush and Havdalah are very much equated. I'll finish off with a very interesting nafkamina, a final nafkamina, about whether or not the hagafen that one says is part of a mitzvah is a birchas hananin or is a birchas a mitzvah. So the question that was posed to Rav Chaim Kanievsky was, a person, let's say, wants to be yotzei, I'm making kiddush, let's say, and he wants to be yotzei my hagafen, not for kiddush purposes, but for drinking purposes. Is that going to work? Or let's say the bris milah. So bris milah, I'm not being a motzi anyone other than the father, Aviyah Ben. So I say hagafim. And then there's a big segula to drink. Any kosher bracha is a big segula. At this wedding I was at the other night, Sunday night, so after they brought the wine down, so the caterer was giving to all the bachim who were standing around to drink. It's a big segula to drink from the coast at the school to get married. So do they have to say a new hagafim? So let's say they had in mind to be yotzei with the bracha of hagafen under the chuppah, which is good for the birchas hananin, but it's not being motzi them. There's no mitzvah for them to be yotzei necessarily. Are they allowed to drink? Meaning, can you separate the birchas hananin from hagafen without the birchas mitzvah shibbo? Or let's say I'm making kiddush. Let's say you heard kiddush already, and then you come to my house for lunch. I'm making kiddush now for my family, so you don't need kiddush anymore. You're ready yotzei. But can you use my hagafen to drink wine now at my table? Everyone else who's being yotzei the kiddush with me don't need to say hagafen because they could drink, because they're getting my mitzvah of kiddush and they're also getting the birchas hanan. They come together in a package. But let's say you're ready to yotzei kiddush, or you just want to be yotzei the bracha of hagafen. Can you just take that birchas hananin of hagafen without the kiddush shibbo? That's the question that was posed. So Chaim said, Chaim Kanievsky said, based on he saw the Chazon Ish, that he felt the Chazon Ish paskin that you cannot be yotzei in such a case. Second here. Okay, one time it was Shabbos Chazon during the 9 days. It was Matzei Shabbos making Havdalah. And the Chazon Ish was looking for a child who hadn't yet heard Havdalah to drink from his cup of wine. Why? So the Rav Chaim understood from the Chazon Ish, had the child already been yotzei Havdalah, so now all he wants to do, if he's drinking my wine, I'm making Havdalah, he's just going to pull away, extract the bracha of Birchas HaNenin from my Havdalah without being yotzei Havdalah, because he already heard Havdalah, and the Chazon Ish felt that wouldn't work. He could only drink my wine at Birchas Hananin if he's also being yotzei my Havdalah. So from that ma'aseh that the Rav Chaim saw, he understood from the Chazon Ish that you cannot separate the two. If you want to be yotzei my Birchas Hananin, it has to come along with the Birchas Mitzvah as well. If you're not being yotzei the Birchas Mitzvah Shabbo, you can't be yotzei the Birchas Hananin Shabbo either. Yeah, David.
for sure, if I get a schedule, now I come home, I don't need it.